welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's September 6, 2016, and I'm your host, Paul Filio, here with my delicious co-host, Antoine Bergeron.
You had to find a new one.
I worked on it this week. I've got a list here. It's all good.
Nah. How are you?
I'm pretty good, Antoine. Yourself?
Good.
Excellent. So, it looks like it was a fairly productive news week, so let's see what's on this list. First up, as always, though, we're going to start with our events. And first in this list is the Quebec City Open from September 23rd to the 25th.
Yeah, so coming pretty soon in Quebec City at the Quebec Inn Hotel. A lot of 40K, X-Wing, War Machine Ords, Age of Sigmar, even a painting contest run by Thierry Hussard from TH Miniature. So you can find all the information about the event on their website, which we will link to in the show notes.
All right. Next up. Oh, man, I still can't pronounce this. Taco Bowl 2, Talk Oktoberfest on October 1st.
Exactly. That's exactly it. So this is a Guild Ball tournament run at Gamers Vault Dessel. I'm running that. It's our second one. We are aiming for a sanctioned status, so we will be using the original cup format and everything that goes with it. So painting is required, 8-man lineup. And that's about it. So we are looking for pre-registration to get the sanction status. So we need 16 player by September 10th. So we still have a week to go before closing the pre-reg. We're not closing the pre-reg, but before knowing if we can get the sanction status or not. We're halfway there already. So that's pretty good.
Nice. So that means 16 people, right?
Yes.
Right. And one of those 8 pre-regs is me.
Yes.
So if you come and play the Taco Bowl 2, you get the pleasure of whooping my butt. Possibly get the pleasure of whooping my butt, depending on, you know, how well you do and how well I do in that first round. Yeah. Or how badly I do and how badly you do, you know.
Lots of possibilities.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'll be sitting comfortably at the bottom table. And, you know, if anyone wants to join me there, they're more than welcome. All right.
So you can pre-register either at the store or through me online. So all the information is available on the Facebook event, which we will link to in the show notes.
All right. And last but not least, Alfonso Banji Giraldez, Canadian Tour Montreal date, October 22nd and 23rd.
It's a Canadian tour, so there are other cities too. So Winnipeg on October 29th and 30th, Calgary on November 5th and 6th, and lastly, Vancouver on November 12th and 13th. So it's a big painting workshop run by a really renowned painter. You can register and get all information by contacting Mathieu Fontaine. We have a link toward the promotion page on Facebook in the show notes, so you'll be able to find the address either to have some feedback on previous classes Benji gave, and also all the contact information for Mathieu.
Nice. All right. Well, that wraps up the upcoming events. So let's head on to news. And as always, we're going to start with our non-crowdfunding related news. And first this week is Mantic Games. Kings of War Historical Armies has gone on pre-order.
Yeah, so Kings of War Historical Armies is a new book that will list a bunch of the name says it, historical armies. So 30 new lists for historical armies running from the antiquity to the late Middle Age. The full rules are in the book, but you skip the magic and everything. So just the core part that's not fantasy themed, and also new rules for scenario and some mythical units also to recreate legends that were not part of the real history, but you could play with them. And they are compatible with the fantasy armies from the previous Kings of War books.
All right, so it's the same rule set, just with a less fantastical flavor.
Exactly.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Next in line, Crooked Dice, Paranormal Exterminators 3.
So those are the the new Ghostbuster, the movie with the four female leads. It's them.
Yeah, there's not even a little pretending there.
No, there's not. So there are five models though. So the fifth model is the how do they call him?
The secretary, whatever his role is. But
yeah, I had the name somewhere. I'm just not finding it. But
Chris Hemsworth's character. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah. So you can get them individually for £3.50. Or get the five of them for at a small deal for £15.
They're pretty cool looking. They're pretty good representations too. Like the likenesses are pretty good.
Mm-hmm. And they're not too static. They have a good pose.
Yeah, true. Next in line, Otherworld Miniatures, new releases.
Yeah, so it's different models. I won't speak about all of them, but there are two I really like. The first one is their giant elemental golem. It's not a cheap miniature. That one, it runs for £55, if I remember correctly. But it looks really good.
That is a really nice miniature.
I think we mentioned it they were in pre-order maybe a month or two ago. Yeah, they're huge ice elemental. Yeah, exactly, £55. And they also have a giant slug. It's their second one. It's not cheap either. It's £40, but it looks cool.
it looks like a giant slug. Yeah.
Yeah, measure 200 millimeters, so eight inches.
Yeah, it's a
tail to the ice stock.
It's a big giant slug. Look at that.
Looks really nice.
Yeah. If you got a thing for a slug. If you got a thing for slugs, this is the model for you. All right. Next in line, a company near and dear to our hearts right now, Steamforge Games, new Guild Ball pre-orders.
Yeah, so two of their veterans are on pre-order now. The first one is Veteran Velocity for the engineers, and the second one is pretty close to Paul's art even more, is Veteran Siren for the fishermen.
Yes. That's all I got. Which is a cool looking model.
Yes.
Yeah, you know what? All their models are pretty spot on. They're all very dynamic and interesting looking. And I'm sure that's no small part as to why they've been so successful.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What do we got next? Titan Forge. Kaimo Phantoms. These look like something, Antoine.
Yes, they do. So I don't even remember the name of that unit. It's an Eldar unit, but the one that warp jump.
Warp spiders.
Yeah. Yeah, so those are proxies for warp spiders. No hiding that.
Much nicer than the metal models that GW is forcing you to use now, so.
Mm-hmm. They have less age.
Well, yeah, they're not 30-year-old models. But you know what? These are pretty reasonably priced, too. I'm assuming they're resin. Yeah. 12 euros buys you five models?
Yes, five models. It's a really good price. Usually, Titan Forge cheaper. Are not that... They don't cost that much, and they almost always have a deal. So right now, 12 instead of 17 euros, which is their usual price. But for the release, they do a deal. And 12 euros, that's $3 a model, maybe?
Yeah, exactly. Great deal. Great deal. Well worth the investment. Titan Forge makes some nice stuff. No doubt about it. All right. Aixon Creations? Oh, no. Look at me jumping ahead in the list. So it's actually next up is Fossil Puck Foundry. Rhinophile pre-order.
I like the model. It's a big 54 millimeter model for painting. It's Safari, big game hunter, they call him. So this one probably likes rhinoceros more than others, which show by the spike on his helmet.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's got a rhinoceros horn stuck to his helmet.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good, and it's called the Rhinophile.
Yeah, the name gives it away, but
yeah,
I think the horn attached to his pit helmet is a nice touch.
Yes, exactly. All right. So now it's time for Aches and Creations, new Mushroom Walls.
Yeah, we mentioned them, I don't remember, maybe a month or two ago. They had just mushrooms, separate mushrooms for terrain. And this time they have released a line of bases with mushroom on them that interlock to make they don't interlock, but they go next to each other to form walls of mushrooms for any kind of fantasy, strange terrain, or even sci-fi, any strange world where mushrooms are more present than trees.
And where mushrooms are cover. Yep.
Yeah.
So I don't know about you, but you know, current mushrooms we have in this world would not make very good cover for anything.
No, it wouldn't.
But yeah, these are kind of funky looking.
Yeah, I would see them easily for relics or strange games like that.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Next up, Puppets War, Steambots. I love these guys.
Yeah, so Puppets War, I think there hasn't been a week in the last month where we didn't mention them. So they are producing new full units without attachment to orcs, which is a big change for them. So this week it's Steambots, which are regular steampunk robots.
Yeah, the little pot-bellied robots. They're pretty awesome. They make me think of something out of World of Warcraft or like that kind of stylized. I really like them.
Yeah, they're nice. And like all the previous units we've mentioned, they are all separate parts. So the arms and heads are not as different as the previous skulls were, like the sorceress.
That's for sure.
But they still have a different pose for the hands or the eyes or even the legs. So it's all in different parts. So it comes with one head, one body, and two separate arms. So you have 5 sets of those. And they look cool, and they don't cost that much at €25. So
nope, pretty reasonable for what you get.
Yeah.
All right. And last but not least in this first section, the Zealot Miniatures, Spined Hounds.
Yeah, so for one of the previous releases, I mentioned that they were direct proxies. Those are direct proxies, too. They're called Spined Hounds, but they are Crude Hounds in everything but name.
Yeah, I mean, you look at them and they're...
However, they look a lot better than the current Game Workshop ones.
Yes. But I mean, Crude Hounds are... Those models are, 15 years old now, at least?
Yeah, something like that. So they were from the first wave, and they have not been redone, so...
Well, no one plays them. Why would they redo them?
Yeah. They could make the rules work. I still have a bunch of them. But those, it's three different sculpts, one jumping, one lurking, and the other kind of hissing or something like that, if it was a cat.
Yeah, yeah. No, the sculpts are great. They're very dynamic. Mm-hmm. All right. So that takes us to our Kickstarter and crowdfunding stuff. First up this week is the Phalanx Consortium, Neo-Tyrannus Cityscapes.
So we've mentioned a bunch of 10mm terrain stuff recently. This is something else to go in that direction, but instead of being a full line of terrain, they are doing big centerpiece terrain. So their base Kickstarter has 5 or 6 models, if I'm not mistaken, and they are all giant pieces, like running from $40 to $50 each, something like that, even more. There's one, the giant one is $65. But
yeah,
they look
cool. Yeah, these things are awesome. If you're playing, Drop Zone Commander or something, and you want to have something neat to look, really wow people on the table, these models are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very different, right? They're not just cubes.
Yes, they have shape. They have futuristic shape, so they're cool. The giant one is probably like 25 or 30 stories high.
Yeah, they're really, really nice. I mean, I could see a whole table done with these. It would cost a fortune. But man. So
originally, they were done to support the release of Polyversal. And they are now releasing them as independent terrain. So they were done to help with the promo boards and for pictures and stuff like that. But they were not available in the Polyversal Kickstarter. But now they are releasing them for everybody. And wow. They look cool. We see some of them next to Drop Zone Commander models, and it dwarfed the models by by a mile.
Yeah. Now, it's interesting because the way their Kickstarter is, your goal that you pledge is just an amount of money that you can spend on product later. Mm-hmm. It's not like if you buy, you know, the stretch goal is this one building, or the first goal is this one building, and then the next level is these two buildings. It's really a mix and match as you see fit.
Which is easier.
Definitely. The buildings seem to be $40 to $50 US. Oh, they got one at $65. Oh, $70. Oh, $70.
70 is a pack, though.
Yeah, 70 is a pack of like small industrial buildings.
Yeah. Yeah,
these are really
cool. It goes from 40 to 65 for the individual ones and 70 for the separate pack, which is what they call the tech center.
Okay, so this Kickstarter is almost funded, if I'm not mistaken. Let me just double check here. Yeah, so it's at 13,000 or almost 13,000 out of a $15,900 goal. It's got 16 days left and ends September 22nd. So if you need some 10-millimeter terrain, you want some centerpiece buildings, this is totally what you need to look at. All right. Next up, Nocturna Models, The Quest Enhanced, Dragon, Dwarves, Elves, Miniatures.
Nocturna do usually big display pieces, like 70-millimeter stuff. So this Kickstarter is for half of that. So you have four new models. So the four mentioned, the dragon, the elf, the dwarf, and the last one is a sorcerer. And you have all of them available in 70-millimeter sculpts, but you also have them downsized to 35 to use as RPG models or proxy for other games.
Thank God for digital sculpting, eh?
Yeah.
You just scale the picture and look, it's a whole new product line.
Yeah, and they look great.
They are fantastic.
Yeah. Nocturna always have really nice models, and they are not going away from that.
That source, like, they're all so nice. The wizard, the sorcerer, the dwarf. Like, I gotta stop looking at these. Gonna buy more stuff I don't need.
Yeah, and they have four other models in render style right now that will unlock as the stretch goal open. Because they will open, they're already three times over their funding goal. So
yeah, for sure. So speaking of that, they wanted 5,000 euros. They're at 16,334 euros with 25 days left. So there's still plenty of time to get in on this. So this will run till October 1st.
And for display pieces, they don't cost that much. Like the 35-millimeter ones are 13 euros. So it's not cheap, but for boutique sculpts like that, which will probably be super sharp resin, it's a good price.
Yeah, it's pretty reasonable for what it is. All right. What's next? Wrathcore miniatures. Miniature holders and grips for painting and sculpting.
The name says it all. It's
yeah.
Big and wooden holder, or with some with the like a metal attachment,
like a finger guard
to have a better hold to help you paint your models.
Sweet Jeebus! Did you see the mounts they've made? So I always love little Kickstarters like this because looking at it, you think, okay, it's a small, simple thing. How much could they possibly make? Well, their goal was 5,000 euros and they're at 82,748 euros.
Yeah.
With 26 days to go.
Everybody is sharing that. I don't know if any of our listeners would not have had heard about it yet when we release. It's been going for a bit less than a week, and I've seen it shared on Facebook and Twitter I don't know how many times.
Wow, this is crazy. I mean, very, very cool products and certainly mm-hmm. very useful.
Yeah. And the finger guard with the middle tige, the middle part that you can use as a string guard comes in different size.
Yep.
So depending on the size of the model you are painting. So you don't have to have a giant guard. You can use a smaller one for a regular 32-millimeter model. So less cramping.
That is pretty yeah. cool.
And it's a wooden holder with a cork insert in which you can pin your model. so you don't have to drill into your model. And the, even some of the olders have a better shape to hold in your hand, but it wouldn't fit on the on your desk. So they have holders for your miniature holders.
Yeah. To,
when you put them down. It's well thought.
It is well thought.
There's a reason why it exploded like that.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I'd seen designs like this, like in 3D prints and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I just never seen anything with this production quality. I mean, obviously there's the little scroll work on the miniature holders. The metal is well made. Like it definitely looks more professional than others I've seen. So that's pretty awesome. So that's, like I said, that's exploding. And that's going to go on till the 2nd of October. So still time to get your miniature holders. And back again, Gang Fight Games. Blackwater Gulch 2nd Edition.
So Blackwater Gulch is a Wild West game. They are getting out with their 2nd Edition. And one of the biggest reasons they have a new edition is the game is no longer just a Wild West game. It's a Western horror skirmish game. So in the most recent releases, they were releasing like a zombie pack or more fantastical stuff. So they have embraced it and changed the game to fully include that instead of doing the just historical Western.
Well, it certainly lets them be more creative with what they're doing, right?
Yes.
So there are some big advantages to doing that.
Yeah, and they were already embracing it anyway in their most recent releases. They had more monster and stuff like that. While at the start, it was all purely historical. So it was clear they were going to adjust the rules anyway.
Yeah. So right now, they had a goal of $20,000 US. They're at $15,764 with 20 days left to go. So it ends on September 25th. So it's likely it's going to complete.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good for them. Blackwater Gulch has been around for a long time.
Yeah.
So, it's nice to see that at least small indie skirmish games and stuff are reinventing themselves and hanging in there. It's definitely a tough market. And last on the list this week, Midnight Heroes Super Chibi Round 2.
Yeah, so Super Chibi is a line of chibi Super models, chibis? But yeah, chibi models made mostly for painting right now, but there will be a game coming out using them that's coming to Kickstarter probably next year. They had a first line of four. This time it's four new ones. The four new ones are all sci-fi themed. So in the previous one, they had some different style, but the four first one for the second round is all sci-fi, different. Some are mecha inspired, so other are more
futuristic ninjas.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Cool looking concepts. I'm curious to see what the actual production models look like. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have some renders from the previous campaign, I believe.
I have some of them, but they are stuck at the border.
Oh, those. I'll get that package soon, Antoine, I promise.
It's not your fault.
I still swear you never told me you were sending them there. So I had no idea stuff was there. So you maybe told me and I forgot.
Yeah, but it's more that.
I'm still going to blame you for not telling me, though, so you know.
Yeah.
All right. So they were looking for... actually, I'm going to backtrack a bit. Super Chibi, wasn't he the gentleman that was looking to raise money? His wife had been ill or something?
Yes.
Is this the same gentleman? Excellent.
Yeah, and the first model for the first line was... she had a giant pair of scissors because she's
a hairdresser.
Hairdresser, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so this is the same guy. Perfect. So glad to see that things went well enough that he's going to fund a second round. So he's looking for $3,500. He's at $3,000 already with 23 days to go. The Kickstarter ends September 29th. So this is likely to be funded unless something really strange happens. So if you're into the chibis, and I'm talking to you, Mark Maxey, you should go check this out. Excellent. Okay. So, well, Antoine, I think that's everything on the list this week. So I think we're done. All right. So that's the show.
Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth or follow us on Twitter at geeksofthenorth. You can follow me, Paul, at PRFilio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by La Drave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com where you will find Indie Conquest, a blog helping indie board game designers succeed, providing useful resources from designing games, utilizing Kickstarter, and finally manufacturing and distributing your games. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.